I've been reading a fascinating book by Bridget Stuchberry, The Private Lives of Birds, A Scientist Reveals the Intricacies of Avian Social Life. The book came out in 2010, but I didn't learn about it until recently. Bridget Stuchberry is a well-known researcher at York University in Toronto. She specializes in the behavioral ecology of migratory songbirds and achieved international fame when she placed geolocators, tiny tracking devices, on purple martins and wood thrushes during one breeding season and retrapped the birds to take off the geolocators the following spring. Geolocators are very tiny. One device and the harness used to hold it just above a bird's rump weigh less than 1 gram. All a geolocator does is to record light levels and time of day. Scientists must retrap a bird and remove the geolocator to retrieve any data, so the technology is useful only for species with high sight fidelity who are likely to be caught again the following year. Day length varies with latitude, and the time of solar noon varies with longitude. Data from a geolocator can reveal a bird's entire migratory path and where it spent the winter accurately to about 125 miles for latitude, with much better resolution for longitude. Satellite tracking devices used on loons, osprey, and other large birds are much more precise, but they're too heavy for songbirds. Scientists never put any device weighing more than 4% of a bird's body weight on a migratory bird. Geolocators are tiny enough to weigh more like 2% of the weight of medium-sized songbirds such as thrushes and martins, and for now they provide the best information we have for working out migration and wintering locations for individual neotropical songbirds. This information is extremely useful not just for learning cool stuff about various birds, but also because in many species, local breeding populations may winter in different locations from other breeding populations of the same species. Some birds of conservation importance have robust populations in one state but are declining dangerously in others. The problems causing a decline may be due to factors on the breeding grounds, but may also arise along the migration route or on the wintering grounds. Without knowing the migration pathways and winter areas for different populations, we have no way of figuring out what is going wrong in one case but not in the other, and have no chance to try to correct them. Bridget Stuchberry's seminal research led to her 2007 book, The Silence of the Songbirds, How We Are Losing the World's Songbirds and What We Can Do to Save Them, a wonderful book I devoured as soon as it came out. She's also co-author of a fantastic textbook, Behavioral Ecology of Tropical Birds, published in 2001. So her Private Lives of Birds is based on a vast body of research put together by her and her students throughout her career using state-of-the-art technology and good old-fashioned fieldwork. It's a fun read because she elegantly explains how she and other researchers figured out each piece of information, even as she keeps her focus on exactly what the title says, The Private Lives of Birds. Scientists banding nesting birds have long known that most songbirds are monogamous, so they were mystified when DNA analysis established that in a single brood of nestlings raised by these supposedly monogamous birds, all were likely to have the same mother, but one or more of the chicks may have been fathered by one or more males other than the one raising them. Bridget Stuchberry explains the advantages to birds of this extra pair paternity and explains what male birds do to try to keep their own mates faithful, even as they try to mate with other females. Her writing is fun and accessible as well as authoritative. Tomorrow I'll be talking about some of the cool information in her book about the private life of one of my favorite species, the savannah sparrow. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.